We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
It is 8:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're the morning shift. You've got Mike here, Bo. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Fellas, I'm going to tell you, you should probably take a nap today if you're going to watch the game tonight, because the Braves are out in Sacramento to play the Athletics. They have a record of 37-55. Braves are at 39-50, so kind of on the same track.
I was thinking, I might pull the Abe Gordon schedule. You know, Abe woke up early this morning to watch Quarterback on Netflix and got through, I don't know, 5 or 6 episodes.
Do you think he's still watching right now?
Probably. Yeah, I think he'll finish it today. Yeah, he'll finish it before he comes in.
Yeah, he's the breaking news Netflixer. But I'll probably pull that schedule. I'd rather pull that schedule. I'll just DVR the Braves game.
Okay.
I'll check the final score when I wake up and see that there was a 2-1 victory. And then I'll turn it on at about 3 a.m. and I'll get to fast forward through the commercials and get it all in before we get on air tomorrow morning.
2-1 victory in favor of who?
The Braves.
Oh, okay,
2-1 victory.
Just making sure.
I will say,
or
Abe,
1-0.
Abe live tweeting the Netflix reality show Quarterback is has been entertaining this morning, because he's full quoting it it's like he's at a press conference right now.
He is. Picture him pausing the screen and being like, "Oh, I got to fire this one off."
He said one of the funniest thing, but one of the most own brand things yesterday I've ever heard. I was listening to him and Carl on my way to get pork chop, and Abe was talking about his running group. He was talking about you obviously came up because Carl was like, "Yeah, y'all were dogging me," kind of calling me out about running it. And so Carl was asking about the running group that he's a part of. He's like, "Yeah, we go running the Saturday morning. We do it early. And then everybody goes out afterwards, but I go home." And Carl's like, "Wait, what do you mean you go home?" He's like, "Yeah, I go home after we run it. Everybody else goes to the spot for coffee, and I just go home." "Well, why?" "Well, my thoughts get to me." And now I'm like, "Whoa,
wow, that got deep in a hurry.
Whoa, this is getting deep."
Yeah.
And Carl's like, "Well, what do you mean? Like, what thoughts? What do you get? You don't like fear of being in public or something?" And he's like, "No, I don't leave Chipper home too long, so I want to go home. I feel bad for leaving Chipper, so I go check on Chipper." And Carl's like, "Okay, well, that's normal."
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's your thoughts getting to you.
Yeah, just, I think that's just you being a good
dog. Pee.
He's got an older dog. He's just a good dog dad.
Yeah,
that's not your thoughts. Like, A made it sound like one thing. I'm like, "That's not, it's a big deal." No, it's just.
I will say
that's him being responsible.
Yeah, but
well, yeah, in some ways,
Abe goes a little bit over the edge with his dog. I will say that. And I'm not one to judge, and you treat your own dog the own way. But I did invite Abe to a backyard like cookout. We did a low country boil at my house.
And more than I've been invited to. So.
And well, that's before I knew you. And Abe came over, and he had Chipper on one of those, you know, like 2-foot leashes.
Yeah.
And he never let go of Chipper. And I was like, "Dude, let the dog run around, have a little fun. There's a couple other dogs right there." No, she's not good in those situations. I was like, "Dude,
well, hold on a second.
This is seven years ago.
You do know your dog. Everybody knows your dog.
I mean, it's probably smart. I'm like, when did that happen? When did your dog not get good in a fenced in backyard with 2 other dogs? But it is what it is.
Man,
so you
I
have
would
to do what you have to do.
Never release Han and Chewie on your property. Like, that would be
really
absolutely would
terrorize
be insane.
Everybody.
Well, the dogs, they would go crazy. Well, I guess they've done better in like doggy daycare and stuff. But still, I don't trust them around other dogs because they're rambunctious little brothers, and they just go at each other all the time.
Abe, let Chipper have some fun, dude. Like, all the other dogs are chopping it up right now, and she's just cooped up 2 foot away from your knee.
Well, Sprinkles doesn't like other dogs very much.
Yeah.
She's had a couple of doggy
Sprinkles
friends.
Sprinkles got getting stepped on by other dogs.
I'm more worried about a hawk in your backyard coming down and grabbing Sprinkles.
There's a lot of those.
I know.
You just have to put a bow on her, and then they know, don't touch her.
Oh, do they? Is that
that's the universal signal.
As she flies off over the power lines. Down
she'll look pretty.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, don't joke like that, man. That's not funny.
Well, the game is going to be at 10:05 tonight. That's when things get underway. And Didier Fuentes is our probable pitcher tonight against Jeffrey Springs.
Got to have a good night out of Didier Fuentes.
Yes.
Got to have a good night out of Didier Fuentes. We have to see some growth. Obviously, the A's one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball, and I say that, you know, tongue-in-cheek because so are the Braves at this point, you know, with what they've been asked to do. But it's just one of those really strange games. It's late here. It's in Sacramento, of all places. You know, it's Didier Fuentes on the mound. I think I speak for all of Braves fans when it's like, dude, if there's any sniff of a hope, you've got to have a good start out of Didier Fuentes, and really from here on out, because as much as we argued 2 weeks ago about whether or not he was a guy that you wanted to count on down the stretch, he has to be that guy now.
It's funny how that turned out, yeah. Right? How we're like, he's going to make more stars. No, he's not. Yes, he is. No, he's not. And now it's like, well, he has to.
Oh, there's a broken elbow.
Don't you miss the days, though, Bo, of where you were like, what about a six-man rotation?
Yeah, I do. I love the. I miss those wholeheartedly. And I also miss the days where we were afforded the opportunity to criticize Bryce Elder's starts. Now we just have to live with them. Like, whether, you know, because I've been a Bryce Elder defender because he's had some great starts this year. We haven't seen one lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice to, it's just like now I don't even feel like we shouldn't be complaining. We should just be like praying that he makes it through five.
How many, the very first episode we were ever on air, Brian Snicker came on and he talked about the need to have 12 or 13 starters throughout the course, yep, of the season. I'm not going to count Aaron Bummer, but how many are we up to now?
Okay, well, let's start with Sell, Strider, Schwellenbach, Schauver, Elder, Fuentes. How am I missing?
Missing one for sure. Like I said, I mean, we can count Aaron Bummer who got started.
No. I'm missing somebody.
Did you say Holmes?
I didn't say Holmes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Left so you're out. At least at seven now, but it's
got to be more than that.
Oh, Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
That's eight.
Wow. That seems like an eternity ago.
So at least eight. At least eight already. And we're in, it's just in July. And I think Hurston Waldrop will be nine. Because I think they're bringing him up because they said they don't want to do a bullpen game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're looking at – so you're going to have a ninth by the end of the – would you say the week?
I know we got to get to mic'd up, but was there just a part of you that saw Charlie Morton the other night and you were like, man, that guy was so valuable?
Yeah.
Right?
But you know what? Yes. And then you know what my next thought was?
He's expensive?
No, you're going to get mad at me. All the times I had to hear they – complain about why are we paying 40-year-old Charlie Morton who only went five innings and $20 million. And how look how we could use this money. And now all those people, they are clamoring for him. And it's a lot of fans out there, and it just, it's how it falls.
There's just one way that you can keep me from getting mad at you about that. You just say a certain sector of Braves fans.
It's called they.
No, it's not. That's everybody. And no, that includes they. Us when you say they.
No, I'm not they.
All right, Dylon, let's hit this thing.
I'm we.
Yeah, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Now, I have to give credit where credit's due because this Mic'd Up comes directly from the Twitter account of one Mr. Davis Maddock, who writes for Underdog Fantasy. Also does a couple of things for some other different outlets. This was a really intriguing question that he asked yesterday. All right. I want y'all to follow me here because it's a nuanced question. Okay. Assuming that every player is at their athletic peak, which NFL player would win a game, a football game, 11 versus 11, if all the teams were made up of 22 clones of the same guy? So it's the same person playing every position, offense and defense, and it's tournament style, and which one of these players would be able to carry the load. Now, I don't know if you include older retired players. I guess you could. I tried to go through this and include just guys that were active in the NFL right now. And here's the list I came up with. Now, if you were going to do older retired players, I think you'd bring in Julius Peppers, maybe even Cam Newton. Like, I think there'd be certain guys that you're just athletic freaks. Right,
Randy Moss. Would you put Randy Moss on there?
I don't think Randy Moss is interested in blocking, so I'm going to leave him off that list. I don't think he'd be interested in that at all.
I don't know if Cam Newton would block.
Cam Newton at least has the size to be able to get it done.
That's true. That's true.
All right, so here's what I landed with. Right now, active in the NFL, I think my first pick would be Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett's one of those guys that's going to have the speed to get away from people offensively. You're probably going to have to run the triple option, but that's fine because I don't think he can throw, but at least he's big enough to block and he's got speed. He's an athletic freak. I went down from there. Now, you're going to like it, but the second pick I had in this, and he's not a superstar by any means, but everybody in this city knows his name, and that's Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill does a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
If you actually want to run an offense, you can probably pick Taysom Hill as your guy that would be able to get this done. Taysom Hill can throw it, he can run it, he can block.
I don't have to like you to respect you.
Yeah, that's kind of that's where we're landing at in this topic. All right, so far I went Myles Garrett, and then I went Taysom Hill. Then I thought about it, and I was like, you know, if we're talking about I would have probably looked at Cam Newton had he been active. Let's go to Josh Allen. Josh Allen, tough runner, a guy who you know is going to be willing to step up to the plate if he had to block.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think most of these offenses, if you were actually doing this exercise, most of these offenses are going to be quick screens and run plays. I don't think you're going to be trying to throw downfield with most of these people. Unless Josh Allen is blocking for Josh Allen and throwing to Josh Allen, then I think you have a shot of stretching the field a little bit. All right, he's going to run that little seam route. He's going to do some things that you couldn't do otherwise. So I got Josh Allen. So Myles Garrett, Taysom Hill, Josh Allen. And then I thought about it, and I was like, you know, you got to have mid-skill guys. I went to George Kittle. I think George Kittle's a guy who's obviously an exceptional blocker, a great route runner. I don't know that he's a guy that's going to be able to throw the ball to himself, mm-hmm. but I think that he's a guy, you know, that skill-wise, size-wise, will be able to get this done. And then I decided that the ultimate Swiss Army knife, Travis Hunter. Now, Travis Hunter probably not going to be a great blocker, but he's only getting pass rushed by Travis Hunter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, not Travis Hunter, but like, so that's kind of where I land. They're not playing each other.
Well,
all right, but it is what it is. The thing is, if you can get the ball out and you don't have to worry about a Myles Garrett pass rusher if you're Travis Hunter, then you're probably going to break away and run away from Myles Garrett.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I got two that come to mind immediately.
Okay.
Micah Parsons.
That's a good one.
Is fast.
That's a great one, actually.
Very strong. Athletic, maybe more Myles Garrett, the way he didn't run his offense.
Yeah.
This one you're probably going to disagree a little bit with, and you're just going to be like, you just got to get over it. It's a man crush. Bijan Robinson, he likes to block. He blocks well. He can run. He can catch.
Is he left-handed?
Don't know, but I'm sure he can. He's like Boobie Miles.
Yeah.
And he can throw.
That's a good call, actually.
Yeah.
That's a good call,
Saquon
actually.
Saquon might be a guy, too, that I'd put on there.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Saquon. I don't know the Saquon can catch, though.
Jalen Hurts. Yeah, right? I don't know, Dylan. You know who another one is? Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts would be a good one. I don't know how crispy he'd be as a route runner, but it seems like, yeah, he would definitely have some athletic ups. I guess Josh Allen's probably not very crispy either as a route runner,
yeah.
But it is what it is. All I'm picturing is Myles Garrett, and you're running just a wing tee offense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're a quarterback, and you're just dealing cards with your back to the defense out
you
there.
Know,
fake handoff, dive. Yes!
I know he's not the guy anymore, but I wonder if Deion Jones could have been on this list back in the day.
So
when
fast.
Because he was fast.
Oh, dude.
He's strong. He can hit.
Offensively, can he catch?
Yeah.
He had the big interception. Yeah, you're right, where he falls on his back. That was a good one.
Yeah, how many catches he – yeah, how many interceptions? Come on, man. And you saw him outrun the whole team in New Orleans that time, too.
God, dang.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think Myles Garrett's
still playing.
I do like the Micah Parsons pick, though. I'm mad that I missed him.
What account was this again that put this question out there?
This is Davis Matic.
Okay.
At Davis, M-A-T-T-E-K.
Massive credit to that account because this is one of those questions you could just – yeah, you can just go on and on and on with all the different options. But that's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for spending your morning with us today. Steak is ready to go. Sandra's back in the building. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
stay cool, Atlanta.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes?
Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.